The ABC understands their Liberal Party's How to Vote cards will preference Clive Palmer's United Australia Party candidates, but the deal won't be officially announced until Monday when early voting starts. The controversial businessman is attempting a second tilt at politics, splashing thousands on ads and campaigning hard on the influence of China in Australia. And that could prove a problem for the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. The former WA Liberal Premier, Colin Barnett, is warning of a potential backlash from Beijing and from Liberal voters who might be turned off by the deal. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Not every Australian follows How to Vote cards, but in a tight election race, they can make a difference. The Liberal Party has been crunching the numbers to determine what preference deal could boost their chances of winning. Former West Australian Liberal Premier Colin Barnett is urging caution.
I think it's a big risk for the Liberal Party, and I hope that wise heads prevail and they step back from any sort of formal agreement or deal.
The ABC understands the Liberals have done a preference deal with Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. It means the Liberals' How to Vote cards will recommend putting the UAP candidate after any coalition nominees. And in return, Clive Palmer will tell his supporters to place Liberals second on the ballot paper. Colin Barnett says it's not a good look.
Many people, probably the majority, would think that Clive Palmer is not a suitable person to serve in any Australian parliament. And I think his record in public affairs is really quite appalling.
Just a few years ago, the federal government pursued Clive Palmer and his businesses to recover millions of dollars in entitlements owed to workers. Senior Liberal Minister Michaelia Cash was employment minister at the time.
Ultimately, what we are asking people to do is to vote Liberal one.
But you're asking voters to put Clive Palmer second. Are you okay with that? Are you comfortable with that?
Again, that is a decision for each of the individual state parties. But what I want to see is people give us their number one vote.
But you are asking people to give the number two vote to Clive Palmer's party. Are you comfortable with that, especially knowing how he's treated his employees in the past? Is this the right decision that the party has made?
The party makes the decisions to ensure that it can maximise its vote.
But Colin Barnett fears the deal will do more harm than good.
Many Liberal supporters, perhaps soft or swinging supporters, will react adversely to any sort of deal with Palmer. And the consequence could be that maybe in some country areas, the Liberal Party may hold on to some seats, but in other areas, particularly metropolitan cities, there is the danger of a backlash.
The deal will boost Clive Palmer's chances of returning to the Senate. He's been campaigning heavily on the influence of China in Australia.
Australians must now be concerned that our politicians are acting in the interest of Chinese communist government and not Australia.
Colin Barnett is worried about our relationship with China if Mr. Palmer is successful in the election.
I think there's a big economic trade risk if Clive Palmer is seen by the Chinese to have undue influence over Australian politics.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has repeatedly said preferences are an issue for the party organisation to deal with. He'll be out campaigning with Michaelia Cash today, promising more apprenticeships in regional areas. But no doubt the focus will turn to the preference deal.
In deciding preferences, it is an issue for the party organisation to deal with. And if the
but
party
you'll have an opinion on it. Do you support the decision or not?
If the party organisation has made that decision, then yes, I support it.
Senior Liberal frontbencher Michaelia Cash ending that report by Stephanie Boris.